Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Warm to hot and very hot in the Lowveld. Morning drizzle and fog patches can be expected along the escarpment. Pretoria today up to 30 degrees. Joburg, Mpumalanga, Polokwane 28. Emalahleni 29. Rustenburg up to 32. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to spend your day. It's at jackrandafm.com. Click on the weather tab.
In Pretoria, currently traffic lights aren't working on Quagga Road at Mon Street.
Tshwane warns that continued sabotage and vandalism of infrastructure could lead to extended water and electricity outages through the winter months. The city says there's been an unprecedented number of attacks on infrastructure since the beginning of the year that seem to be deliberate and coordinated with the aim of collapsing service delivery to communities. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his team is fast tracking their plans for a more affordable electric vehicle. Tesla reported a big drop in quarterly profits yesterday amid an increasingly cutthroat electric vehicle market. The company, which recently announced layoffs of some 14,000 workers, has also undertaken a recall of its Cybertruck due to an acceleration problem. And with that, looking at other business news. The rand has strengthened somewhat against the US dollar after the Reserve Bank's monetary policy review report signaled that the repo rate could possibly remain unchanged this year. The bank warns that there still is a long road ahead to get inflation back to the 4.5% mark. According to the review report, risks to underlying inflation include housing rental inflation, the increase in more expensive health services, and the weakness of the rand. The bank now anticipates that it could take up to 5 years to get inflation back down to 3%. And in Asia, equities have extended the week's gains following a strong rally on Wall Street and another record in London. General Electric and Spotify were among the companies posting strong gains after releasing quarterly reports. This morning, a dollar at 19 rand 10 cents, a euro 20 rand 44, a pound 23 rand 79 cents, gold at $2,325.12 per fine ounce, oil keeping steady, trading at $88.42 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
There is so much happening in the world of football. Let's get the results out of the way first. Starting here at home, Sundowns are a step closer to the DStv Premiership after a tense 2-1 victory over Sekhukhune United at Loftus last night. They're 13 points clear and just two wins away from a seventh successive league title. Just one match played in the English Premiership. It was a crucial one. Arsenal thrashed Chelsea 5-0 to surge 3 points clear of the pack, ramping up the pressure on Liverpool and Manchester City. Away from the field, France's record goalscorer Oliver Giroud is leaving AC Milan and headed for the MLS after signing an 18-month deal with Los Angeles FC. And on the unpleasant side, and that's putting it mildly, reports this morning that a Mamelodi Sundowns player has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. The footballer, who cannot be named as he's yet to enter a plea, spent the night at the Sebenza police station. According to reports, he was arrested for domestic violence at his home last night after his girlfriend laid criminal charges against him. And another horrible one, two unnamed English Premier League players reportedly arrested on suspicion of assault and rape. The two players, both aged 19, are believed to play for the same club and have since been released after being questioned by the police. It said the assaults have taken place last Friday night. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.
But bad habits lead to late nights and then alone.
Music.
Never mind.
Myself been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks they might help.